Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, and I'm Eric Olson, and Don Cleaver's not joining us today. I think he's maybe out in the woods sitting in a tree or something. Sean's behind the boards. He's helping out today. We're going to have a great show today. We're going to be talking with Mr. Tim Reeve from Chris Reeve Knives, one of the most amazing knife companies I've ever seen. Lots more besides that when we return. Ashkenham Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenham offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Welcome back, everybody. Looking forward to having a great show. I don't know if you've ever seen them before, but Chris Reeve Knife Company makes a crazy bunch of knives. We'll talk about the detail, where it came from, how they came to be, etc. So, kind of a neat deal. I know Don was at the SHOT Show and had found that knife company, was thoroughly impressed, and I spent some time looking them up and looking at their website. And it is impressive, to say the least. So pretty cool stuff. We're looking at, obviously, opening Deer Minnesota is now over with, but they're still out and turning up the woods. Hopefully everybody's going to be safe. Make sure you wear your straps, your safety straps, if you're going to be in a tree. And make sure where you're shooting, please. It's always a good safety tip as everybody's heading out in the morning. And hopefully you're going to be successful. Lots of big bucks that I've seen. And one such we'll talk about later on in the show, but pretty impressive buck from Ohio. Monstrous and a pretty cool story. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. And much needed rain and precipitation, Sean. I mean, I'm telling you right now, the river record lows, and we need more.
It was very dry.
Yeah. It makes it difficult, obviously, downstream to get barges, and they've been dredging. But, boy, I tell you what, it's been pretty crazy as far as the levels go. So
yeah, we've had those Mississippi River cruises up here, and I've been afraid that they were going to get dry docked or whatever you call it, you know.
Here. Run aground or
something. Yeah, run aground. That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully that's going to be a thing of the past if we can get some consistent precipitation now, so that'll be a good thing. But interesting, fun story coming out of the Lake Vermilion area, I believe, previous record, state record for the muskie out of Lake Vermilion was 57 1/4 inches, and it has just been broken. That record was from Eric Bakke of Princeton. He has now got the new record. Was fishing on this June, had to have a confirmed catch and release record. It is confirmed, and it is 58.25-inch muskie from Lake Mille Lac. And they're trolling with a muskie lure, probably a grandma is what I'm thinking, what they're probably trolling with. They said it's a foot-long muskie lure. Usually that's the bait of choice. And, pretty impressive. He said they're fortunate to be able to learn from the fish and other great anglers, and when they joined Muskies, Inc., that helped them understand how to handle the fish and make sure it was a successful release. So that fish is back in Mille Lac. It is swimming, but pretty cool. That catch and release is a neat deal. I don't know if you've ever seen it before, Sean, but what that does, it allows fish to be caught, photographed, measured, verified, and then released, and that way they can consider it to be by length a record, depending on how they, you know, obviously if it's a record, great. If it's not, then it's not. But they measure it, and that counts towards the catch and release.
I have seen that. Yeah, it's better for the fish, obviously. You know,
and the fish wins.
Yeah, the fish wins,
and the angler wins too.
Exactly, it keeps the big ones out there for other anglers to get. So. Yeah.
And that's a neat deal. I think that's one of the better ways to have a record, mm-hmm. for the most part. Otherwise, you have to mount it on the wall.
Is it, if someone catches that fish later, can you?
You don't know, it's not tagged.
Right. Oh, okay. I was going to ask if they're tagged or not. So that fish was caught earlier. You know, one of those people.
Never know unless you had some specific mark on it. And I doubt that there was any particular specific mark on that,
right.
that particular fish. But boy, I tell you what, activity is going to be going on strong now. We've got, I know the ski areas all across the upper Midwest, they are blowing snow. So skiing is going to be taking off. And northern part of Minnesota, I don't know what snow situation was, but I do know and had heard that they did get a fair amount. I haven't looked it up, but we'll have to see what that result is, and we can talk about that next week. But yeah, we're entering into the season where anything can happen, Sean. Who knows? Maybe in a week it'll be 50 degrees again.
They are calling for snow later this week, so.
it's going to be one of those things. Let's hope. For those that look forward to deer hunting with the snow, it's a good thing.
Right.
So let's see how that rolls. But quick story out of Maine. There's a man that was 74 years old. He spent 30 hours lost in the woods. First responders released a photo of him as he's being taken out in a stretcher. And they used a tracking dog to find him. And unfortunately, he was saying on the way out, he said he could not have lasted another night in the woods. He was found about a mile from his house. Deep in the woods at the edge of a bog, and he said he was left his house to go check his game cameras in the woods, and his son reported him missing that evening, and they didn't find him till the next day. So not a good thing, but nonetheless, it ended up in a positive note. So next time you check your cameras or you're not sure where you're at in the woods, even though it's close by, just make sure that you have a methodology to get back and a compass or something. Your phone, so that's always a bonus. So
and tell people where you were going, so they know maybe where.
Yeah,
you're at.
Tell people where you're going. You know, there's a couple apps too. We had talked about it a year or two ago. You have the app on your phone, and it actually will detect. Let's say you fall out of a tree, it'll actually detect that you fell, and it'll send an emergency phone call without you having to do anything, and said, "Hey, this person's in trouble." And it'll send a GPS signal out, and it is pretty darn neat. So that kind of a fun deal, and I should say fun because it's got mapping on it, a great thing because it's able to help people save themselves and everybody else make it safe. So hang tight. We got more coming up. We have Tim Reeves from the Chris Reeve Knife Company. Hang tight.